Beis Medal, but let's just get back into the sugya. Let us just start on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We had learned in the Mishnah, Shloisha Dvorim Rab Gamliel Machme Kedivri Beishame Ein Taimnin Esachamin. So the first chumur was that Atmona is also. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidomi, what is the case that Atmona is also? Ida Anach Eruvi Tavshilin. If it's speaking about he made an Eruvi Tavshilin, my time is the Beishama, so why did he ask for Atmona? Eruvi Tavshilin should be Mata called Tzolche Shabbos to do Erev Shabbos in Yontev. Be'idolai Anach Eruvi Tavshilin, if he did not make an Erev Tavshilin, my time at the Beis Hillel. So how is he permitted to make Atmona without an Erev Tavshilin? Omar Avuna Lo'ilam Eimeloch Shaloi Heiniach Eruvi Tavshilin. They're speaking about he did not make an Erev Tavshilin. So Ebezoi, so what's the time of Beis Hillel? The bare necessities, what is needed for Shabbos, the Rabbonim were matter. Rav Huna l'taimei, and Rav Huna is going l'shito. So the Omar Rav Huna, mi sheloi heiniach eruvi tavshilin, a person who did not make an erev tavshilin, so al kaponim oifun loy pas achas, the permitted to make one bulkala for him, betaimnim loy kdeira achas, and you make atmonan one kdeira, madlikin loy esaneh. Shem Rav Yitzchak Omru Avtzeilin Loi Dak Kotten, you're allowed to roast a fish for him also. Tanyanami Hochi, a Baraisa like that. Mish Loi Niach Eruvi Tavshilin, Oifin Loi Pas Achas, Betaimin Loi Kedera Achas, Madlikin Loi Esaneer, Mechamin Loi Kitain Echot. Yeshoimrim Avtzeilin Loi Dak Kotten. So that is what we had learned yesterday. So that's the Akimta of Rav Huna speaking about he did not make at all an Erev Tavshilin, but the Hatmone is permitted. He says, Taimnin Esachamin. You're permitted to make Hatmone. He says, we have to understand why did the Mishneh chap on Hatmone? I mean, there's other things that's also permissible. This is one of the things that are permissible if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. You have to know. Let us see Taisvis. Umadlikin loiner. Mikan mashme shetzorich lahaskir bebirchas Eruvi Tavshilin yeshori lefshule ulafuye lukeshaya. That this has to be mentioned in the heter of the Eruvi Tavshilin. Vim bishvil adloke lohisne, mashmaoche diye osa lahadlik loy rak ner echo. Now, since the nusach is a chelik of the matir, here it seems that the erev tavshilin is matir adloke saner. And if he didn't make an erev tavshilin, so a madlik loy rak ner echo. Midachzirin dutzach lahaske adluke ner, since it says that you're permitted to be madlik anefem, mashma da osa lemish lanich lahadlik leirak neirechot. So it seems that the erev tavshilim is mater the hadlokas anef, and one who did not make an erev tavshilim, so we only permit him one neir. So therefore, when we say in the nusach what the erev tavshilim is mater, so we have to mention Madluke Shrage, that it's Matar Adloke Saner also. That is Rav Huna's Mahalach. Rava Omar Lo'ilam Sheheniach. Rava says it is speaking about that he made an Erev Tavshilin. And he made an Erev Tavshilin, so we had a Kasha, so he made an Erev Tavshilin, so why did Beishamai Aser Hatmone, Vishani Hatmone, the Muchecha Milse, the Adaita, the Shabbate Ko'ot. So Rabbi wants to say that Beishamai held that an Eid of Tavshilin is only matir, in Yesod, the purpose of the Eid of Tavshilin is that one is permitted to do meloche miyontiv l'shabbos, whatever the derais of the keheter is. The derais of the keheter is als hoyel, or als tzolche shabbos nasen biyontiv, or mot midrabonon it's osur, and you need a heter of Eid of Tavshilin. So the Rabbonin were only matter, the heter of that Eretz Tavshilin was matter, if it is not nikker, that means they did not want it should be nikker, that you're doing it with Tzeirich Shabbos, even though that is your intent. But Chazal were only matter, according to Beis Shammai, a pu'ule, that one can say, he's doing it with Tzeirich Yontif. Let us say if the heter is al tzoyel, so he's cooking the tzeirich yomtev, he's cooking for oichim. So the rabbonim hoyel is also, so we have an eretz tavshilin, but we still have al kaponim this outward mare that he's cooking for yomtev. That they were matter, but atmane is a pu'ule which is only done lekovet Shabbos. I mean, it's not for yomtev, it's for Shabbos. So Beis Shammai holds that Hatmone did not become mutter to an Erev Tavshil. Eis ve'yabaye, sabaye es takash to Rove, Chananya oimer, Beis Shammai oimrim, ein oifen elim kein oriv bepas. Beis Shammai holds that one is not permitted to bake yontev, unless he made an Erev Yontif with a pas. V'ein mevashlim, and one is not permitted to cook in Yontif, elim kein orev betapsh, unless he made an Erev Tavshil and Erev Yontif with a pas. V'ein toimnim, and one is not permitted to make hatmone, elim kein hoyoloi chamim tmunim me Erev Yontif, unless he had had chamim tmunim erev yontif. That means, so lochayre, the svore of Beis Shammai is, that they were not matter to do melochais from yontif le Shabbos. They're only permitted to be goymer. That means if you started before yontif to prepare for Shabbos, you started baking, you started cooking, you started being matmin, so what you are doing now in Yontev, you are just being goymer, you're just making the finishing touches of what you had already started to do Erev Yontev. So Hananya says that Beis Shammai holds that the different processes which one wants to do in Yontev have to be started before Yontev. So if you want to bake, you have to make afiyah before yontif. If you want to cook, you have to make bishul before yontif. You want to make atmanis, so you have to start making atmanis before yontif. But it seems from Chananya, what is the din if he had chamim tmunim? Mia ovid, then you could make atmoni. He says, you ain't time them if you were not matmin. But if you were matmin, you could make atmoni in yontif. So from Chananya we see klor, not the way Rav said. Chananya said pshat in Beis Shammai, that we could derive what he said, that if he made atmone erev yontiv, then he can make atmone in yontiv letzayr Shabbos. So klor, even though it's nikel that he's doing it, the mukhech milsa dadai to the Shabbat to kovit. So, this is, Chayra Rove is abgefragt from Chananya. Ella Omar Rabbi, Kigoin Sha'orav Loze, Loi Orav Loze, V'Chananya Valibe de Beis Shammai. So he says, the Fakert, so with Chananya now we know Pshat in Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi, Sha'orav Loze, Loi Orav Loze, Ofo, Ubishel mi Bo'idyoin. That means Erev Yontif, he made Afiyan, made Bishul. L'shem Erev. But Loi Toman Chamin, he did not make Atmona B'chamin. So Chananya said, according to Beis Shammai, if one did not make Atmona B'chamin, before Yontif, one cannot make Atmone in Yontif. So Mamel, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. He made Afiyah, he made Bishol, but he did not make Atmone, so therefore he cannot make Atmone in Yontif. The Torah of Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega, in Saif Simon, Tak Chav Ches, asks a question. He says, Be'emison, Hatmone, to wrap around a pot with a towel, there's no malacha whatsoever. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Afal Pikein, in Shabbos, one is not permitted to wrap around a pot. That means he's wrapping around with something, but the whole purpose is only to insulate it. Afal Pikein, in Shabbos, it is also. The reason why is it also in Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Shemo yimtzok deiroso yitzeinenes v'yarti chena. That means like this. Chazal asa to make Atmone in Shabbos. Why did they make Atmone? They made Atmone because they didn't have heating elements to last into Shabbos by day. They wanted to have chamim in Shabbos. So they took the pots off the flame Erev Shabbos, and they wrapped them around to ensure that they should be warm Shabbos. The Gemara says they were only mamata this before Shabbos. But in Shabbos, they were afraid that if a person will be permitted to wrap it up in Shabbos, he might be Shema Yimotze Kedei Rosoi Tzeinenes V'yalti Chena. That means he might be put into Nesoi. He's taking off the pot, and he feels it's not so hot, so the wrapping won't help anything. So think, no, so just give a stir over the flame a little bit more to make it hot. It's a nitten Shabbos geret, but it's a big nesoyin, and he might do that because he wants to make sure it's hot, and there's guests for Shabbos, and it's supposed to be hot. And the Rebbe didn't realize that didn't get hot, and so it's a big nesoyin. So therefore, Chazal said, in Shabbos you can't make Atmon. Whatever. So this Nesoyin falls away. So that's the whole reason Atmon is also in Shabbos. Frekt Rabbi Kivega, if this person is making Atmon in Yontif, he's making Atmon in Yontif. So, Atmon we say alone is not also. The only reason Atmon is also, he might go and cook. But he made an Erev, he has a pas and a tafshol. So he's allowed to cook. He's allowed to cook, and he's allowed to bake. So he's allowed to make, so all things that could go wrong by every atmone, it won't go wrong by this person, because this person, afilu, when he wants to make the atmone in Yontov, we'll see that it got cold, so he's permitted to warm it up, because he's allowed to cook Lekovit Shabbos. He's allowed to bake Lekovit Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega blies by Tzorchi and Godus, he doesn't understand Chananya. So why can't he be Matman? That means if Hatmone would be a Moloch and Mitzad Atzmoy, so then Chananya is very Mesudadik. So you can only do each specific Moloch if it was started before Yontif. You made Afiyah before Yontif, you're allowed to bake. You made Bishul before Yontif, you're allowed to cook. So therefore you need, if you make Atmona before Yontif, then you can be Matan. But there's no Isser of Atmona. Atmona he's not doing anything. He's just wrapping around the hot pot. No, Chazal asked to make Atmona in Shabbos, because Shemo Yimtzak Deirosei Tzenenes V'yarti Chena. But over here, in this case, that he made an Erev, Erev Lozeh, he made an Erev ready for Bishul, so if he'll warm it up, he's also not doing anything wrong. So why is Atmona also? Let us go further. Ve'ein zoikvin es ha-menoire. Maika of it, So Rashi said in the Mishnah, that was the second Chumrah of Rabbi Gamliel, that one is not permitted to pick up the Menorah. So the Gemara says, "My ka'ovit." So Rashi said in the Mishnah, "Mashme, what's ein zoykvin? In noflo menayre shel matres, ein zoykvin umeshivin oisem." So it's not menayre shel matres. So if a menayre shel matres fell down, you're not allowed to pick it up. Strike the Gemara, "My ka'ovit." Why can you pick up a menayre in yomtev? Omer Rav Chinene Bar Bisne Hocher B'Menoire Shel Chuyes Askinen. Here we're speaking about a menoire that was not one piece, but was put together of many pieces. The Merzi Keboine. So if we'll put it, the Zaykvim does not mean only just to lift it up. It fell apart. When it fell down, it fell apart. So now you have to, lifting up means to put the pieces together again. The merzi keboine, it looks like boine. The beishamei sovri yesh binyan bekelem. Beishamei holds yesh binyan bekelem. Beisilo sovri ein binyan bekelem veitstira bekelem. So that's the machloikis if one is permitted to put it back together again. Let us see Rashi. B'menoire shel chuyes, u'shenofchlo nifredu chuyesel. The parts fell apart. Now you have a menoire that has many parts which separated themselves. So b'shamay holds yesh teires binyin b'keilem. There's a din binyin b'keilem also. U'boine chayev b'choshu. Boine is a fillu you do a minute thing, you also chayev al t'boine. Ein teures binyan bekeilem, ve ein echaivum ken also boi meloche. By keilem, there's no, putting together a keili, there's no chiyav. Elim ken also boi meloche, did a zaitike meloche. Ke goin memacheik, let's say he made a keili out of leather, so he smoothed the leather, oi mechateich, oi cut the leather, oi oireig, or he wove the material, oi teifer, he sewed it together. Shein ovis meloches la'atzmon. Aval chazores chuyei she'ein bo ela mishum binyin. But samazay to put the parts together, and so the only thing that is there, the only malach is your building. Ein boina ela bebotim v'yayholim. So Beis Hillel holds that the whole isa binyin is only b'mechuber, bebotim v'yayholim, and not b'keit. Now the Loshon of Rashi would seem, Abu Beishamai holds, Yesh Teres Binyan Bekelem, Rashi says, Uboine Chayev Bechoshu. So it would seem from the Ritas Loshen of Rashi that putting it together, so according to Beishamai Yechayev, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Muta in Binyan Bekelem. I don't understand the Loshen of Gemara. The Gemara says, the merzi keboine. Hoche b'meneire shal chuyis haskinin. The merzi keboine. What's the loshen? The merzi keboine. Here would seem that Ashi says, Beis Hillel putting it together, it's garnish because there's only binyan bebatim. Chazores chuyis ein binyan because ein boine el bebatim. But Beis Hillel yes binyan bekelem, so this is a binyan d'iraisa. So why does the Gemara say the merzi keboine? I don't know. Let us see Taisvis. Beis Hillel sovri ein binyan v'stire bekeila. Beis Hillel holds is no binyan v'stire. V'im taime vo b'shabes b'menoire shel chulyes kula alma loy pligi di osa. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that one is not permitted to carry a menoire shel chulyes, I feel according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't hold its muktzeh, but you're not permitted to carry a menoire of parts, because maybe it'll fall down and it'll put it back together. So they asked to carry, not muktzeh, but they asked to carry a menoire of chulyes, because it might fall and it might put it back together. Now here our Gemara says that ain't binyan bekelem. And there it seems for Kev, they ask it to be metalta because he might be boine. Yeshloime dahosa mairi b'shabbes, vahochi mairi b'yomte, leichmiru chachomim hoil ben binyim b'kelim. So it would seem from Taisvitz, that if Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, that holds ein binyim b'kelim, that's tafke min ha-teire. But midarabonon, there is a din binyim b'kelim. And, but, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontev. Shabbos, since it's an Yisrael Skila, so the Rabbanu were Machmer. They said, yes, binyan b'keilim. Yontev is only an Yisrael Lav. So therefore they say, ain't binyan b'keilim. Lechmiru chachomim, afilu mid Rabbanu, hoyl min ha-teire, ain't binyan b'keilim. Inami yesh loima, Otaisis has another terrace. Tahosa mairi, Shekulo shel chuyes, that the shekulo shel chuyes, umefarken oisei eivorim eivorim. The Gemara in Mesechta Shabbos that says that one is not permitted to carry a menorah shel chuyes, that means it's taket made up of parts, and there is a shaila taket of binyan. And the Al Kaponim Midarabonon based Hillel also holds Yesh Binyan Bekelim. Avol Hoche Mairi She'ein Chose Kan Rak Lahakimo Ktsas Ve'eino Balas Eivorim Dekula Michuberesi. So Taisvis seems to answer, and that's what Taisvis and Shabbos is a little clearer than this. Taisvis says in Shabbos that our Gemara is speaking about that the parts of the menorah swiveled, bimkaimon. That means they could bend, you could lift them up. They never came out of the menorah. They were in the menorah, but they swiveled. They could be slanting, they could be vertical. So memele, so that's what Taisvah says. The Gemara in Shabbos, that Beis Hillel also holds, a kaponami darabonon, that is a din binyan. That's if the parts take come out and you put them back together. So the al kaponim the rabbonon there's an issa. Masha enkein over here we're speaking about ein zayk v'nes hamenayra. We're speaking about that the parts bechlal didn't come out. Now let's say the one of the chalokim went tilted a little bit. So it's and they just want zayk v'nes hamenayra means you just swivel it back. It should be vertical. So here, Beis Hillel was Mata Legamri. So according to the second Teretz of Taisviz, then it's very good what the Lashon of the Gemara Merzi Keboine in Beishamai. That means that if according to Beishamai that holds that Yesh Binyan Bekelem, that does not mean if it's attached already and you're just swiveling it, so then it's even not a Binyan Deraisi. So here Beis Hillel says, Merzik Yeboine, and Beis Hillel holds that they binyan b'keilim. But Rashi, I don't know Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says it's been about that the parts like it fell apart, you're putting it together. So why is it saying Merzik Yeboine? Zog to Gemara weiter. Ule ikla lebei Rav Yehuda. Ule was once a guest by Rav Yehuda. Kom Shamai Zokaf lo Lishrage. So the Mishoris of Ule went, and there was a Ner. The Ner is a receptacle that you have there, oil and the wick, and it was burning. And then it seems the receptacle was on a tilt, and the oil, and therefore the receptacle was on a tilt, so the oil flow, the oil level was up to the wick, and it was burning very well. That's how it was. So the Mishores of Ula went, and he made the nair should be straight, it shouldn't be on a tilt. By doing this, he lowered the level of the oil, And the wick went out, because that's what he did. So this was a maaseh in Rabbi Yehuda's house. Ule ikol abei Rabbi Yehuda, kom shamei, zokev lo leshchage, he straightened out the nair, that fakirpa, the oil level should become lower, and because of that, the wick burnt out. There was not enough fuel for the wick to burn. Eisvei Rabbi Yehuda Leula. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Akasha to Ula. I don't understand what your Mishoras did. We learned Anoisein Shemen Bener. The person puts oil into a receptacle while it's burning. Chayev Mishumavir. So he's Chayev Altsmavir. That means he's burning more by adding more oil. Vamistapek Mimeno. And if a person takes out some of the oil, so he makes the oil level lower, Chayiv Mishum Mechabe, so then you're Chayiv Alts Mechabe, so it's called you extinguish the flame. Amalei, so he told him, Lav Adatoi. It was not done with my acknowledgement. He did this. My Mishoras did it without my knowing, without my permission. So Mamela, you're right, Zichah did the wrong thing. Let us see Rashi. Come Shamei Deula, Zokav Lishrage, Sheyeroitze, he wanted, Sheyistalik HaShemen LaChayro, that the Shemen should go back to the receptacle, like this, that's not all in the front where the Psila was. Lo Yimoshech Acher HaPsila V'tichobe. He wanted that, he wanted that it should get extinguished already, the flame. Shraga Neir Shel Cheres, this is a receptacle made out of Cheres, Kreisel Belas. So yes, how is he allowed to do this? Anoisein Shemen B'Neir B'Shabes is Amistapik Hanoitel Mimeno V'Oichel Chayiv Mishum Mechabe and the Kibui B'Yontiv La'Yishtari. So he says, so Yontiv also Kibui is not permissible. So why did he do it? So he told them, Lava Datoi, Osa Hashamish Masha Osa. Was done without my knowledge, without my permission. Now let us see Taisus. Mamistapik Mimenu Chayiv Mishum Mechab. Now, what is the Mechab? You have here a Ner, you have here a receptacle with a wick with oil. And mistapik memeno, you take out some of the oil. You want to use some of the oil. So it says, yechayiv mishum mechabe. So Taisva says, einoi rotze loima does not mean bigneshe memayer kibui. Because the kibui is, that means like this. You have there 2 ounces of oil. 2 ounces of oil will burn 2 hours. Now you take out a teaspoonful, so it's going to burn 1.5 hours. So the kibui is that you are making it get extinguished. Your pu'ula, you are extinguishing the flame. Not now, you're extinguishing the flame, and it's going to go out 1.5 hours early. So that's called the kibui. That's how Taisus understood. That's what Taisus wanted to say. So Taisus says, "Eine rotz loyma." That is not pshat. We say chayiv. We see over here chayiv al mechabit because this is problematic. He's taking out the oil and the wick is still burning. So how are you chayiv al mechabit? So Taisus says, "Eine rotz loyma." Does not mean mimnei shem mimayer kibud, because by taking out the oil, it will get extinguished 1.5 hours earlier. The loyhavi elo gram kibui, because that's only called he was goyrim, but it should get extinguished. That means he's not extinguishing now. He's not doing a pu'ula of extinguishing. He's by taking out the shemen now, so come out in 1.5 hours, there won't be fuel that it should burn. So that's called I'm doing a pu'ula now, which is not doing anything. But which will cause in a later time that the wick should get extinguished. V'gam kibui b'yontev shori, af api shememayel kibuya. Gram kibui in yontev is mutter, af api shememayel kibuya, even though he's he's doing a pe'ula which is hastening the kibui. U'b'Shabbos ein chayit. In Shabbos you're not chayit. Now, we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. Let us just understand, as a machlekes we'll see soon, Yirtzeh Hashem and the Rosh. There's a gemara in Masechta Shabbos, a machlekes tanoim, what does one do if there's a fire is burning, and he wants to extinguish the flame in Shabbos. But that's a problem. Not allowed to be mechabedeish in Shabbos. So he goes and puts kalim full of water in the path of the flames, so when the flames will reach these kalim will burst and the water will extinguish the flame. So there is a machlekes, the Chachomim and Rabbi Yosi. Chachomim hold its mutter, Rabbi Yosi holds its osa. Now, the Ramah Paskins, that what the Chachomim hold its mutter, it's not that, so let's just understand this case. This is gram kibui. That means I caused that I didn't make a maisa kibui, I just put down kadim with water. I didn't do any maisa of extinguishing. I'm not doing a maisa of kibui. But I'm causing that there should become a kibui, because by putting this in the path of the flame, so the flame of which it will become extinguished. So this is a grome, and Chachamim hold it's permissible. The Ramah says, but don't learn from this that every grome is mutter. Here it is permissible because there's a b'mokim pseider. There's a fire burning. There's a potential loss and deficit from this fire. So they were makel by gram kibur. That means to do a pu'ula, which is a gram, but they were makel. They were matel. Obol, stamazai gram kibur, let's see if it would not be the mokim seder, so it's also midarabon. So it seemed from Tosfos, that Tosfos held also like that, a gram kibur is also midarabon. But by yontif, it's mutel legamri. Now, where Tosfos got this from, I don't know, like Tosfos, here it says as mistapik mimenu chayiv lochere yechayiv min atayre. So Taisa says it can't. The reason cannot be because he's hastening the that what the flame is going to get extinguished, because that's gram kibui, and gram kibui beyontiv is mutter. So you have to know where Taisa's got this from. In yontiv it's mutter lagamri, and Shabbos it's also midarabonon, it's not chayiv, and here it says yechayiv. Elahainu taime, so Abba Kaponim, that's not the kibbutz. Elahainu taime, hoyil de bo'oisa isho shehum mistapek mimeno, while he is taking away the shemen from the ner, mechabek tzaz u'mechasa oire. So he's dimming the flame. The loyoche lan huri kuli hai. It will not illuminate as much as it was burning. Ki ika shemen muet b'ner. Amir dikezach, so Taisus tells us the metzius is that the more shemen there is in the ner, the brighter the illumination of the ner is. You take out some shemen, some emela, it's not giving out so much light. So the kibui is the dimming of the light. That is the kibui. That is what Taisa says in Lochere Yechayev. It says, Abistapik ben Lochayev. Ulochach nire ke kibui. Now this nire is very unclear. Why is it nire ke kibui? So the Sfasemis says nire, that the nire is lavdavke. So it's not, it's like a kibui. It says here chayiv. Period. So al kaponim, we hear Tosfos discussed taking out shemen from a receptacle. Tosfos had two mahalchim. Edith's called a kibui because you're hastening the flame will become extinguished an early Yisman, and that is that's muta legamri. Now the kibui is that by taking out some of the oil, you are now dimming the flame. Umika. So that is the reason. Yesh lahata kandila shoshava gdoila lachtoich lemata mimena. So Taisva says, so therefore, if I have a candle that is burning, and I want to cut the candle, that means the candle is going to burn for 2 hours. If I'll cut the candle, so it's only going to burn for an hour and a half. So Mamela Sataisva says, so you're allowed to cut the candle. That means that's totally in this chakira. Here the flame won't get smaller. The flame is not controlled at all by the candle. By shaman, it is that way. But by a candle, the only thing I'm doing is I'm making that it won't burn. You don't have a 2 hour candle. You have an hour and a half candle. So Mamela Sataisva says, that's muta. Gam kibbe biyantiv is muta. Mikan yesh lahata kandila. Shall shava gdoila, if you have a large candle, lachtech lamata mimena, so you're allowed to cut it from underneath, given the bishar shachaitach, makrish moir shalaklau, so you are not diminishing, you're not dimming the light. Aval gavshu goirim ligrim kibuya, even though by doing this, he's bringing about that it will extinguish earlier, that's nothing. But Taisha says there's another problem. The davke lachtech oiso ba'ul. You're only allowed to cut it off with a flame. That means that you put a flame there, so you'll be kindling the bottom half of the candle. So then it looks like you want to kindle two candles. I will besakin osar alibi de kulalma, but samazay to cut it, it looks like a mesakin. And that you're not allowed to do. The Omer Lekama B'Masnisin, Choytcha B'ul B'fi Shtei Neiris. There it's speaking about a psila, a wick. So if you want to make, you want to cut the wick, so it says you're not allowed to cut it like this, but you're allowed to, you take the wick and you put one end of the wick in one receptacle and another end in another receptacle. And of oil, and then you go and take a match and you burn it in the middle, so you have two wicks burning. So that's not nira kemesak. Before we go further, let us see the Rosh. There's a Yesodis de Kerosh on this Taisvis. The Rosh is on page 92, Eis Yud Zayin. Ule ikla lebei Rav Hune, kom shamai zokve l'shrage, perish ikbiya haner, he lifted the nail, laharchik ha-shemen min ha-psilo, kedei she-yemayel l'chabais. Eis pei Rav Yehuda l'ulem, how was your Mishoris permitted to lower the oil level? Kosfu hataisvitz. Hodachoshiv le mechabe, hainu mishum dechshememaye tashemen, when he lessens the amount of oil, umarchikoi mi pi haner, and now it's further away from the opening of the nail. Shuhudoilek miyad keya oir haner. So the illumination that the ner has becomes dimmer. Vein doilek yofe kebat chile vahabalei mechab. Ve'ein leforeish mishum shememayer kviyas haner. You can't say pshat is that he's hastening the extinguishing of the ner. Kshiyichla ha-shemen. Einu gram kibui, because that's gram kibui. Shenech leku rabbi Yosi vechachomim. And that is a machlekes Rabbi Yosi b'Chachamim. This nan oisin mechitze b'chol hakelim b'meleim b'reikonim b'shvil shleitaver adleke. The Chachamim hold you allowed to make a barrier in the path of a flame to stop the flame. You can fill it up with water also. Rabbi Yosi oisin b'kli cheres chadoshim meleim mayim. Rabbi Yosi asel to put a kli cheres. If it's a nuclear cheres, so it won't be able to be mekabel, it's going to bust. Vehim is backing umechaben es adleike. Vekaim alon kerabonon degam kibui muter. So Memela, so Taisa says, so you can't say the reason is because he's hastening the extinguishing of the flame. No, the reason is because he's dimming the light. Miu ahidish feifere shall pia ner da osa. Dilma osi listapuki mine. So now the Rosh is asking Akasha. There's a Mishneh in Mesech de Shabbos, Avchavtesam et Beis, that says as follows. A yikoiv odom, a person, shfeifere shall beye. A person should not take an eggshell, and he'll make a hole in this eggshell, and he'll fill up the eggshell with oil, and he'll put it over a nair, and it will be, and he sets it up over the nair, so the oil is dripping into the nair. See, not allowed, and he wants to do this, so make sure, that means the receptacle that was holding the oil wasn't big enough to hold as much oil as he wanted, so he has a backup with this bayit. So the reason you're not allowed to do it, because a person might decide he'll take some of the oil in this bayit. He needs some oil for other purposes, so he might take some of the oil. And there the Gemara brings down this din as a mistopic, if a person uses the shemen of a ner, yechayv al tmechabe. So the Gemara says, so therefore they also for him to make this contraption of a beya with a nekev that's shipping into the nair, because he might take some of the shemen out of this beya, and he'll be a mechaber. So now, let us just think out loud. So according to Tosfos, that the it's only called kibui because when he starts taking the oil out of the nair, it diminishes the illumination of the nair. So that makes sense. The oil in the receptacle, so it seems the more oil there is in the receptacle, that's the brighter the illumination is. And by taking out some of oil, you're diminishing the illumination of the nair. So good, that's called a machate. But if you have a beya that is dripping into the nair, and I take from the top of the beya a teaspoonful, so the only oil that the nair is deriving from the beya is that's what's coming dripping down by the hole. I have the same hole and the same amount of oil dripping down. So where is there a kibui over here? The vial, when I take out some oil from the bay, there's no kibui whatsoever. The way Tosfos understood the kibui. If you'll say the first way, the way Tosfos learned, Tosfos said that's not true, but you'll say, because by taking away the oil, so I'm making that it'll become extinguished a half an hour earlier. Oh, see, it's also the same thing. I'll take oil out of this bay, so it will become extinguished a half an hour earlier. So then there's a machaber. But Taisha said, no, that's mutter. That is mutter. So the whole is of I'm diminishing the illumination of the nail. So here the Rosh is, I'm not diminishing the illumination of the nail. Let us see the Rosh in a minute. Now the Rosh is this kasha. Miu ahid shvayferes al piya ner da osa. The Gemara asel, the Mishnah asel, to put a shveferes al piyaner, dilme osilistapuke mine, because he might come and use the shemen for himself. Hainu al kol chachos. How do you learn pshat over there? Mivneshim emaya kibuyoy. Because they're the only way you can understand it is because it's memaya kibuya, that it's going to get extinguished earlier. She'enei makrish moir aner klal. Because he's not at all dimming the illumination of the ner. She'rei aner lo'oilam mole shemen. The ner, the receptacle, is mole shemen. That means it's still dripping. If I take out a teaspoonful from the beye, the ner still has the same amount of shemen that's coming in. Even though we'll take out a little oil from the shemen in this shveferes, in this container, he's not diminishing at all the ner. So the Achayim, the Tverish Mur brings down in the Kol Nesana, they bring down from the Yamshul Shleime, that the Yamshul Shleime said, Chazal, boy, you don't understand what Chazal was afraid of. Lab Davka Chazal was afraid he might go and take a teaspoonful of this oil. He might take the whole beya, he might take the whole oil also, since it's not part of the Nair. And it looks like it's an innocent oil over here. So he'll need some oil for the sudus, he'll take the whole bay. This isn't burning, he won't realize what is happening. And by taking away this bay with the complete oil, so with all the oil, so then take the illumination was because of the constant dripping of the oil, so as soon as we'll take away the oil, it'll get dimmer. That is called the kibbutz. That's how the Yamshul Shleimer wants to fend for the Rosh is kasha on Tosfos. Abokaponim, the Rosh did not learn like that. The Rosh understood that the whole problem is only that he might take a little of the oil in the Shveferes, so he says nothing is happening. Hilkach niroli. Therefore, the Rosh is chaylik on Tosfos. He says that not the time. Taime de mistapik minaner mishum shememayer kibuye. Wait, Tosfos did not want to say, but I do say this. Mishum shememaya kibuya. He's making that it will get extinguished earlier. Af rabon and rabbi yisi moide by gram kibuy dechayev. What did Tosfos ask? Akash, it's gram kibuy. He's not extinguishing anything. He's just causing that it will become extinguished. He says, no, you're making a big mistake. The ad kan loy pligi hosam elamishum deini negeya bedovar adoyuk. Over there it's considered a grome because I'm not doing anything with the materials which are burning. Over there when he's putting kalim with water in the path of the flames, so he's not doing anything with the etzim flames. So therefore it's called grome. It's called, I just caused that the flame should become extinguished, but I did not do a pu'ula of kibuy. This is only called a gram kibuy. Da'arkan le'pligi ho'asam ela mishum deini negeye bedavar ha'doilik. There he is not touching, he's not doing anything with the materials which are burning. Elo'oi sedavar chutzoloi. He's doing something which is outside of the flames, hagoyrim, which causes as a kibuy, kishetagiya shamad leiko, when the flame will reach that place, so that will cause that it should get extinguished. But I myself did not do a pool of kibuy. Avol hocho hashemen bahapsilo. Shteyem Germin Esadleike, these two factors cause the flame. Bame mayit me echod mehem. So if I'm doing a pu'ule in one of them, ume mayir esakibui chayev. So that he means to say that by taking, I'm doing a pu'ule, I have fuel that could burn 2 hours, and I'm taking away from the fuel, making it can only burn an hour and a half, So I'm doing a pu'ula in the fuel. That means I'm taking away the koyach havore, which is in this fuel, and making it can burn less. That's called a kibui in the davar hadoilik. This is not called a grome. A grome is if I do something, a davar study, I do something outside, I'm not touching the flame. I'm just putting in the path of the flame, I'm putting things which will extinguish it. That's called a grome. But if one does a pu'ula with the fuel that is burning, and he takes away the koyach, the koyach havore of the oil, that means it will be unable to burn as long as it was able to burn till now. So he says that's not called grome, that's called mechabe, chay. V'hainu taima d'noisin shemen b'ner mishum d'marich b'avarosoi. And the same reason, when a person adds shemen, so it's coming, it'll burn now 2.5 hours, so I'm making a larger mavir. D'ilu loy nosan shemen b'ner ho yakovik shichla shemen shebener. U'mashu doylik mikan ve'elech avikilu hu idlikoi. וכן עניין כיבוי נמי, ממהר הכיבוי ידי שנסתפק מן הנר, אבי כאילו קובעו. So it's just like he extinguished the flame. The Achronim say something very interesting. Let's say if you had a nair, let's say it was an hour and a half before Ois Shabbos, and you have a nair which would burn another 5 hours. And I take out some shemen now, an hour and a half before Ois Shabbos, it's only going to burn 4 hours. So they say it's totally in the machloikas, that's what B'chonis says, between Tosfos and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, so you won't be chayev, because I caused that it should become extinguished Ois Shabbos. To make a kibui Ois Shabbos, for example, a person will put something on the flame right before Shabbos ends, and he'll cook Ois Shabbos. So you're not a tzaddik, but you're not a mechallel Shabbos. You didn't cause that anything should get cooked in Shabbos, because it's getting cooked Meitzoy Shabbos. So if I cause a kibui on Meitzoy Shabbos, so that's, you're not chayiv for that. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, whatever I take out from the oil, so I'm diminishing the illumination of the nair. So, Mamela, according to Tosfos, you'll be chayiv. Let us go further. Omar Rav Kanva Shori. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kanve limchoit roisha psilo. He wants to trim the top of the wick. Shenasa pechom, it got charred. Shekoiren mukya bala. So this is, this is permissible. That's called the tikkun, and it's permissible. Let us see Taisvis, Kan Veshori, Perish Rashi, Mukya Balaz, Limchoi to trim Roishapsila Voise Pech, Boloi Nehire. Lakamon Perika maybe the Gemara speaks about this, about trimming the top of the wick, Korile Moichtin Asaner. There the Gemara uses a different terminology. This is Moichtin Asaner to trim the Psila. My Moichtin Iduye Chushcha. The taking off the charred chelik of the wick. Blekoma ochi kailishne. Here it's called kanve, and there it's called meichti miduye. So it seems it's not the same thing. Blekoma ochi kailishne dahos. Lachainire de trei chituye yesh. There's two types of trimming the wick. Echod bishoshe doilik. While it is burning, he removes the charred chelik. Vahinehuda lekamon. Yesh echod la'acher shekovo, that after it got extinguished already, shemisaknin oiso, that you trim it, you fix it kadesh yadlik maher, that it should be able to to be able to ignite it quicker, or may serapechem, sheberosh hapsilo, bekach nechek shiyad lekoiso, so it's so, hainu ahu dahoche deshoi. It seems in Tosfos there's a difference if he does it while it's burning or after it's burning for a new hadlok. Boi minei abe bar malso meabayim. Mau lechabois es haner mipnei davar achat. What is the din? Is one permitted to extinguish a ner? L'tzeirech tashmish, Rashi says, mipnei davar achat, l'shamesh mitose. So is this permissible in Yontif? Omar loi, so Abaye told him, efshe bebayis achat. You can go to a different room. Why do you have to mishamish mitosai by the room of the zaner? Go into a different room. So he told him, "Ein le bayis acha, my. He doesn't have another room." He says, "Efshelasis le mechitze." So he could make a mechitze between themselves and the zaner, so it will be permissible. So he asked him, "Ein le lasis mechitze." He doesn't have with what to make a mechitze. My, so what is the din? Efshe lechapis olav es hakeli. So he says he could cover it with a keli, so it won't be seen, it won't be giving out light. Ein le keli, my. It doesn't have a keli, what's the din? Omalei osa. So he told him it's osa. Let's just go a little further. We'll explain this a little better. But it's Eisvei. We learned Ein Mechaben Es HaBikas. A person is not permitted, if you have a piece of wood, a thick piece of wood that is burning, you're not permitted to extinguish the flame. Kidei Loches Olel. That means if he doesn't want it to burn, it's a shod, it's a good piece of wood, so he wants to extinguish it. That is also. But if the reason, this is in Yontif, if the reason you want to extinguish the flame is because the house is getting very smoky, or a kedera is getting very smoky, so then it's muta. So we'll see, the Gemara was medame kibui shlo yis'ashen habayis to kibi l'tzorech tashmis. Omalei, so he told him, Ahi Rabbi Yehudahi. That's according to Rabbi Yehudah. Ki kamina ano le rabonu. I'm telling you according to the rabon. Now before we go into the lumdus of this sugya, I'd like to tell over, there's a very interesting taz. Now the taz is ma'ire, there's a very modne gemore. Someone asks a shayla, yes, Mashal, are you allowed to extinguish a ner? He tells them, Eitzes, go into another room, make a machitze, thus. If he asked him an Eitz, he told him an Eitz. He's asking you a shayla. Is it permissible or not permissible? So what is he telling him all these Eitzes? As if like the Taz Akash. So the Taz says a very interesting pshat. He says, Be'emison, we paskel like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskel like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, so just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is permitted to extinguish a flame in order that the house shouldn't get smoked up. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, be permitted to extinguish a ner for tzeirech tashmis. It be mut according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, haloche, the haloche is like that, ve'in moirin kein. But you know what? The Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't paskin behind you. He asked him a shayla. So he didn't know what to tell him. What should he tell him? The Allah is allowed to do it, but ain't moiren kein. You're not mafarsim. You don't give this. It's muta mikadim, but we don't paskin like that. So therefore, he started telling him, mates, go to a different room, make a mechitza. But he pushed him to a bar. You don't have all these things. What should you do? So he told him osa. So lady asked the Makasha, we learned Rabbi Yehuda said it's muta. He says, ki kamina no le rabono. So what did he tell him? He told him, I say the rabbonon hold it's osa. He couldn't tell him it's mutter because halacha vein moirin kein. I can't tell you it's mutter. He says it's also according to the rabbanon. That's the most. That was the most he could tell him. If you have that, he's telling you it's also according to the rabbanon, so you can figure out. But why is this according to Rabbi? I mean, but he couldn't tell him anymore. That's a very interesting thought. And now we'll see one more thing that the Taz says, which is a pelagod. Now, let us see Rashi. He told him an eitzah lasais mechitza. He can make a mechitza besadin with a sheet. Now, this gemara is very, very problematic. Now, let us just explain. The gemara in Simen Shin Tes Vov says that if a person wants to make a mechitza, he wants to make a mechitza, letzoyrech, that there's a ner, and he wants to be mater tashmish, so he makes a mechitza, he brings a ner mechitza, so it's also such a mechitza that is mater, and Israel falls into the category of boinim. I'm making a mechitza litznius ba'almas, tamazay for privacy, I'll bring in a sliding wall over here, tamazay for privacy, so that's permissible. But to be mater isurim, this is God shitas ha'toisvus and Shabbos and Erevin, but a mechitza that's mater, that is achshivus ha'boine and it's also. So, be'emison, the Magen Avraham brings the Daki Moshe asked the Kasha from Ar Gemore. Ar Gemore steht doch klar verkehrt. There is a pesan eitze that the halacha is, if, let's say, if the mechitza was made already, let's say there was spread out a tefach from before Yontev, so you can continue making the mechitza. That's called a hoisofa ala oil aloi. That means the oil was started already, so you can continue with, that's its mutter. So the Daki Moshe brings down that, that maybe that's pshat in Agamora. Agamora means that, the mechitza was started and he went further. Rashi weiss des klonitazay. Rashi, I mean, the last pashing was nitazay. Last mechitza besad. You're making a mechitza with a sadin. No two ways about it. Making a mechitza with a sadin, with a sheet. It's very interesting what Rashi says, besadin. Rashi sheet is la loche, you're allowed to make a mechitza materis. This is only sheet of satesis. Rashi holds this is mutter. Maybe that's where Rashi says, asadin. Magen Avraham says that la loche, that Magen Avraham wants to say, when will be mutter, when will be yosa, he says like this. If you're accomplishing with the mechitza that the oil, that the light is not penetrating, so you made it darker, so it's not called you made a mechitza. Don't need a mechitza asolat vochem. If you can put something that will block the light from penetrating where you are, so that's not called I'm making a mechitza hamateres. I'm just blocking the light. Then it's mutter. But if the light goes through, and the whole heter is because it's a different reshus, so then it's called they're making a mechitza materis, and this should be also. Could be Rashi l'shitosi. Rashi said asadin is a sheet which is chayre the light goes through, and Rashi holds aloch a mechitza materis is also mutter. But let me just tell over a meira de kechidish what the Taz says, but the Chazanish says it's very difficult to understand. We just mentioned before the Taz. The Taz said that this whole Shaklavataya was a Mikad that we paskin like Rabbi Huda. So Mikad then you could extinguish it. But he couldn't tell them we paskin like Rabbi Huda, so that's why all these things were being told. So the Taz says, so since Mikad then you could extinguish it, so it's not called a Mechitza HaMateres, because you don't need the Mechitza to be Mater. You can extinguish it without the mechitza. That's not called a mechitza materis. Atkan loshen ataz. So the Chazoinish says he can't begin to understand the taz. That's true, you know, but now that you didn't extinguish it, What's Geit Meron that you could extinguish it? You could have the Heter without extinguishing it. Well, you could have had the Heter with extinguishing it. But now that that it's burning and you didn't extinguish it, so he doesn't understand Pshat and Taz. He says the Taz is a Taimen. That's the Chazon Ish asks on this Taz. Because Ishtala, this is a piece of wood. K'day lochay saleho. Now, so we have here a memory of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if a person extinguishes a log because he doesn't want it to burn, she'ein kibui zeh tzeirich yomte. Let's skip over the Bani Shamati. Muta, so, but if he does it, kidei, if he does it, kidei, that shloi yasashin habayis, then it's permissible. So Rashi says, alma muta, alma letzoirich yontev, the one is permitted to make a kibui if he's deriving hana from this, so this is permissible. So the Gemara said, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar lekamon machshirei oichel nefesh shol. Rabbi Yehuda holds that machshirei oichel nefesh, that means one is not only permitted in yontif to do a pu'ule of oichel nefesh, that means one is not only permitted to shecht and to cook and to bake, but machshirei oichel nefesh, to, let's say, to fix a tano, let's say his gas range is broken. So he wants to fix the tano, which fixing the tano is not making any oichel nefesh, but this is a machshir of oichel nefesh. That means through this meloche, he'll be able to have oichel nefesh. Shor is also permissible. V'dorish yase lochem lechol tzolcheichem, that all your needs are also permissible. Not only oichel nefesh is permissible, but your needs is also permissible. V'hainami tzolcheichemu. So that means if the purpose of the extinguishing of the flame is because the house is full of smoke, so I'm extinguishing it to take away the smoke, so that is called, so that's called l'chol tzorcheichem. V'chein tashmish, and tashmish is also a tzorech. V'anodo asalno ki rabbonon didoshi hu levado. The rabbonon hold that Rabbonon hold that Davke Oichel Nefesh is Mutter, but Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is not Mutter. So therefore, according to the Rabbonon, it will be also. Now, by Tashmish, it is the same thing. That means the Kibui is not deriving benefit from the Kibui. The benefit is the Hanor that he has from the Tashmish. No, the Ner is preventing him from having the Tashmish. So by making the Kibui, he's taking away the Moineya from his Hano. That means he wants to have Hano. There's something that's preventing him to have this Hano. So the Kibui is taking away the Moineya. So this falls into the category of Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. So Davke, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Mutter. According to the Rabbonon, it is also. Let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz says, Ein mechabin esa bikas. Mikan yesh limchois esa noshim. So it says, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one is not permitted to extinguish a log that is burning if his intent is that he wants that the log should remain. Mikan yeshlim chayes hanoshim shirigileis lahoser apsilo mitoich hashemen kshideleches. They take out the wick while it is still burning, and misimen oisa lakalka. And they put it on the ground. Mustama, they wanted to get extinguished. They can use the wick again. So that's mamish this din. They shouldn't cover the flame also. It would also get extinguished. That one should know as us. The minig is, we're madlik the ner from yontav l'chaver, they medagdikim uhu laila, we're not medagdik if it is night or not, so l'chayre, lel perashti v'hava achonet, so you're preparing me yontav l'chaver, and the second day yontav is chayl, v'yontav mechen l'chaver, shloim et afal gav she'ein ei laila, even though it is not night yet, mikol mokim, but it's close tonight. That means since it is dark already, it's getting dim in the house, so one is permitted to be madlik the ner because he's deriving benefit from it now. He holds that you'll have to do a malocha lechol tzarcheichem, which includes machshirei yoichol nefesh. Vanan of dinin kerabona, but we paskin like the rabbon. Vim taima vanan paskinu lekamon aloche kerab Yehuda, we paskin like Yehuda. Vieshloimel, the masik alevein moirin kein. But, that's right, aloche is like a beautiful, we cannot be mefarsim this psalm. Inami yeshloimel, dode shlinim midroshed olochem, aine davke bedovo shu oichol nefesh. So Taisvis is saying, Nachsmer Daran has to explain this as follows, that even though Meiker Hadin, we paskin like a Yehuda, but they only paskin like a Yehuda by Dvorim Shel Oichel Nefesh Mamish. But other Hanois, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda this is permissible, but the Gabi other notes, which are not Eichel Nefesh, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda.